Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We got one monkey down, people. One monkey down.
Actually, two down.
Another mom shot there, one last week.
There's only one still left on the loose with Hep B and... AIDS and
well, it came out that they actually didn't have any of those viruses and
blank.
Yeah,
please don't let the facts get in of a good run for the exactly. for the shotgun
thank
in the
you,
house.
Dana. Thank you, Dana. Never let the facts get in the way of a good story.
Now they're just slaughtering monkeys in the South.
That's right, Dan. How was your day?
Oh, it was fantastic. I took a little voyage on a cruise ship.
You missed it, Scott. He walked in like John Jacob Astor.
Oh, I was here.
Flinging his VIP lanyard in our faces.
Did it give you a sinking feeling?
Get out. If you guys missed the interview that we did with the vice president of operations for the Titanic exhibit, go back and find it yesterday. I thought it was very, very good.
So you're going tonight.
I am going to the premiere tonight in full Gilded Age dress.
Do you have a fascinator?
I have a hat on its way that could double as a lifeboat, if need be.
Wear your water wings.
Yes,
what about
I will.
Chills, Dan? Did it give you chills?
Yeah, did it? Some of it does.
Did you guys literally just miss what he just did?
Yes, I'm ignoring it. I choose to ignore the puns.
You know, they say it's an immersive,
yeah,
experience, but I did not expect so much swimming.
Okay, was it really?
Did you feel like you walked through a door into another world?
In some respects, yes.
Did they not hear that one, Sam?
Well, they were floating on the door. They weren't walking through it. And I know this because we watched it last
doors.
Night.
Well, Dan would not have been on the door.
No, Dan would have been shoved off the door. Did you like it? Because there's nothing you can say that's going to make me feel like it's anything less than a 10 out of 10 stars. Like, I'm so excited for this.
I found it was we had the media preview earlier, and they're still working and putting the finishing touches.
Yeah.
On the whole thing, because it opens, what, Saturday?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Saturday, yeah. Yep.
I found it to be a very good exhibit. There was a lot of unique things about it. It's a combination of things like a museum walkthrough. There's some video screens.
Do they have artifacts?
There are artifacts from the era. There are some items that are from the Titanic that were recovered. There's photo screens, video screens.
How long would you say it takes to get through it?
Oh gosh, if you wanted to go through and read every placard and every sign, I would carve out a good 2 hours.
Because see, when we went to Auschwitz, the Auschwitz exhibit a couple years ago, which was the most sobering. Oh, I cried. Going through that exhibit, we got there late in the afternoon, so we were kind of rushed along, and I think we got through it in like an hour and a half. We could have easily spent two and a half hours.
You could do that here. You could move faster. You could take your time. It all depends. It's open enough to be able to do that. They even have a hallway where you walk through an iceberg. Huh. And I found it was a lot colder in that hallway than the rest of the exhibit. Which was kind of nice.
Good.
There is a lifeboat, the radio room, the Marconi room.
Oh, I can't wait for the Marconi room.
And one of the coolest things was the VR headset.
Yeah.
Where you walk
Tell me about
into
that.
A room and you go on an adventure undersea. It's really cool.
God, I cannot wait. It shows you the staterooms and what everything looks like, Scott, and then you go down under the water to see the thing.
And what's neat is how they do this technology. They've got an open, empty room with a bunch of AR codes, kind of like QR codes, but they're AR codes that are placed on the floor and on the walls.
Yeah.
And that's what's used for your headset. So you put the headset on and you start walking and you are literally inside this deep sea adventure. It's really cool.
For those of you who just glossed over when he said AR multiple times, AR stands for augmented reality. It is a combination of VR, virtual reality, and R, reality.
Augmented reality.
Thank you, Sam.
I cannot wait.
Dan, I don't want you to take what I'm about to say the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Because I like
we'll you. We'll see about that.
I like you a lot. And
go ahead.
I think you're very funny. I think you're brilliant on the radio. But if you and I were on the Titanic and we ended up sharing a door in the freezing sea, mm-hmm. I think I would push you off.
Well, I wouldn't have even let you onto the door to begin with.
Correct. Dan would have had his EDC.
Because he would have said, well, you know, the human body can only maintain its equilibrium temperature.
We were talking about that in the newsroom, for real.
Degree. And I would have been like, get out.
Now, Dan, do you feel like this was a very in-depth exhibit, or was it just the tip of the iceberg?
Get out. Can I say one thing seriously? Because Johnny did agree to watch the second half of Titanic last night.
Why?
Just after Iceberg Right Ahead.
He must really love you.
Oh, he does. I was like, okay, it's really good. He had never really seen it. He's like, I get the gist of it.
Everybody
boat goes down.
Saw it.
So he and I watched it from the point that the
got the gist of it. The ship sinks.
Yes, strikes the iceberg. Even with all of the improved CGI that we have today, that movie still stands up. The directing and the, my goodness, when the water water starts coming in.
Did you watch the scene where she slaps her hand on the inside of the window?
Yeah, we did.
The car?
We did catch a little bit of that. I want you to draw me like your French girls. But it got us like to thinking and then got us to researching. One of the things I forgot is 1,200 people went into the water. There are the deaths, and let's keep this group over here.
Okay.
1,200 people went into the water with like life jackets on after the boat went down. 1,200 people. They only pulled 6 out when the rescue boats came. One boat went back. One of the lifeboats went back. The majority of them did not because they knew, Scott, we're in this lifeboat. Let's say there's 15 people in this lifeboat.
Everybody's going to be clamoring to get in.
Yes, if we go back, we are all dead because they will overtake the lifeboat trying to get in and we will all die.
That's what oars are for.
Well, Scott, I'm telling you,
it's one of those amazing, you hope you never have to be in it, life or death situations where you have to decide because you can hear in the dark, in the cold,
screaming.
You can hear everybody in the water.
And begging for help, Scott. And almost everyone, I think one lifeboat tried to make it back, and by the time they got back to help.
Well, they have that in the movie.
Yeah, they have 6 people were plucked out.
One of the boats goes back, and they're blowing a whistle. And
mm-hmm. One of the cool things about this exhibit is they did have some digital type of information in certain parts where they show you where all the people came from, their countries of origin, and which class ticket they had.
First,
and they
second,
also
or third.
Showed the lifeboats and which yep. ones were full, which ones weren't. And they also had some stories about people that were coming to live in Kansas City and
wow.
the surrounding area.
Wow.
Because they're coming from
Well, the ship
Europe.
Was coming to New York from Europe. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Like Jack Dawson?
Yes, like Jack Dawson. One of us may or may not be dressing up as Jack Dawson tonight.
So it's a really
He's dressing
cool...
up as a third class passenger? Interesting.
Actually, the way that they explain things on some of the placards, the third class was probably the best.
It was the best time
for third class passengers.
Well, they had parties down there.
Yeah, they did.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Gaelic Storm taking a ride and playing the music.
Well, I'm glad you got to go see it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Procreated in cars.
We cannot wait. The exhibit opens this weekend. It runs through April. I do believe this weekend is already sold out. So
It is sold out.
I know everyone's thinking it's a bye week. Let's go do this Sunday. I do believe this weekend sold out. Plenty of time. It will be here through April.
You just ruined my... Are the Chiefs off this weekend?
Yeah, there's nothing to do this weekend except housework. Aww. And so, Scott, this is the weekend. If you have a chore, and we do... that you don't want to do, that you would never do on a Sunday because of football, it's going to kind of be cold. It's going to kind of be rainy. This is the weekend to get that stuff done.
Yeah, the cold is coming in on Sunday.
The forecast is crazy, man. It's going to be like in the upper 60s on Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then down into the 30s on Sunday.
It's a switch your closet over kind of day, if you know what I mean.
It goes to the old adage, if you don't like the weather in Kansas City, wait 24 hours.
Just wait. Just wait.
Wait 20 minutes.
When we come back, I want... Sam and Scott have not seen this story, but it was on Facebook. One of our police departments posted it. Because Sam drives a truck, there is some audio we want you to listen to. A flood of calls came in to the Lawrence Police Department last night. I think it was like around 10 o'clock. Okay. And people were saying, what is going on? It sounds like gunshots. They found the culprit, and it did sort of sound like that. But they say that's not what it was. And we have the audio. You tell me what you would have thought, what you would have thought it was. And if you drive a truck, how is it even possible this noise was coming from someone's pickup truck? And we'll play it when we come back.
All right. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so this was the post.
So what was that sound? I thought it sounded like it was underwater for a second.
It does. Let me read this from the Lawrence Police Department, and then we're going to talk about this because I have never heard of anything like this happening. They posted this a couple hours ago. If you heard this, what sort of sounded like rapid gunfire Wednesday night, you are not alone. Multiple calls came into dispatch from areas spanning the city, Scott. The 911 calls came in from the southeast part of the city to the northwest part of the city. The calls started before 9 p.m. and did not stop until 10:30 p.m. Officers and detectives were dispatched to try and find the suspect. Ring video identified a black truck, but they never found any shell casings there.
Which is part of why the audio is so bad, because it is somebody's Ring doorbell camera, and those microphones stink.
An officer eventually spotted the truck and witnessed it was backfiring. The officer stopped the driver, who was from Topeka. He was cited for defective equipment, left Lawrence, and went home. Due to the amount of calls received regarding, quote, gunshots, officers and detectives interviewed several witnesses. At this time, the black truck appears to be the only plausible culprit.
So he's driving around in his black truck for an hour and a half. Through the streets of Lawrence as his truck is repeatedly backfiring. Do I understand this correctly?
I'm sure a big issue, he wasn't driving around in circles for an hour and a half. He was probably just trying to get through Lawrence, and when your truck is backfiring, or car, or any combustion engine is backfiring, you have an acceleration problem, and so you're not able to pick up speed, so he was probably moving very slowly.
Okay, but wouldn't it occur to you at some point, Sam, that this probably sounds like rapid gunfire, and I probably need to find, like, I don't know, a shelter-in-place spot or a
hotel.
Right?
I mean, no, especially if you know what you're doing with a vehicle, you know its limits. For example, when I was going to the Sporting KC game and my spark plug blew, I knew that it was making some very aggressive noise coming out of that tailpipe. I knew, because of that aggressive noise, what the problem was, and I still drove all the way through KCK.
Did you have a banana in the tailpipe?
Here's my other question.
You didn't get the reference, did you?
He does not.
Beverly Hills Cop.
This is a long, long time ago, Scott. As a person who drives a car that makes no noise, and as someone who does not understand cars at all, any type, I thought when a backfire happened, because I've heard it before, like when my maybe growing up in my mom and dad's car, it happens once. It's like a boom, and you're like, oh, that car backfired.
And doesn't it sputter? Yeah. I've never been in a car when it backfired.
I've never heard a truck just on autopilot of backfire that does not stop.
If you keep driving, it will continue to make the noise. There are 12 different reasons why a combustion engine would backfire. The reason you remember it more often when you were younger is because of carburetors.
Mm-hmm.
Fuel mixture.
Or bananas in the tailpipes.
Right. Fuel mixture is one of the main culprits for an engine backfiring. And so with carburetors, when it gets cold, when it gets warm, changes in the weather will cause that fuel mixture to be off a little bit, which will cause the vehicle to backfire. You also had much larger engines back in the day. And so they would backfire louder to the point that they literally did sound like gunshots.
All right.
They still do, don't they?
Yes and no. I mean, when my little V6 blew a spark plug, it certainly didn't sound like gunshots. But if you were driving behind me, you were probably like, what the heck is going on with his engine?
Huh.
Yeah. Can you imagine the Lawrence Police Department last night? Okay, now it's at 9th Street. Nope, 6. Wait, now it's at 24. They're going, what? Is there a rolling gang warfare going on through our town? Nope. Just some dude from Topeka who needs a mechanic. Anyway, I thought it was odd.
Okay. Baby names that are going out of style. Scott doesn't even make the list anymore. Nobody names their kids Scott.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. According to babycenter.com, here are the names that have dropped the most in popularity
okay.
in 2025.
Like Noah?
No.
Okay.
Here are the ones that have dropped the most in popularity. Jamie.
Okay.
Katie. Emery. Esteban. Jamal. And Remy.
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 I didn't know Remy was on a popular list for it to be taken off a list.
Would you care to guess the top boy name in 2025?
Ooh.
You've already hit on it. Noah.
Still?
Is the number one boy name in 2025.
Okay, so we really contemplated Jack was Noah before Jack was Jack. We thought going in, he's Noah.
You were ahead of your time.
We were ahead of our time. Well, I think it was just starting to come into play. And he's 26 years old, 25 years old now. And I remember once he came out, we looked at him and I think it was Joe that said, he's Jack. And I go, oh, okay. And now you can't imagine your child any other name, right?
So between Sarah and her alternate potential name, it was either Sarah or Jenna.
Oh, Sarah's much better.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Not and no offense to all the Jennas listening.
Yeah, what's wrong with Jenna?
No,
nothing's wrong with Jenna.
I just know Sarah, and that's the thing. Once you're named something,
you fit the name.
You fit the name.
Yeah. Maya was the only choice for her because of my dad's name, Mayo. But if she were a boy, she would have been Ethan.
Okay.
Ethan, which was a very popular name for boys in the early 2000s. The top girl name, and you should know this.
It's probably Sophia.
It's not.
Emma?
Stay within your circle.
Olivia.
Say it again, Sam.
Olivia.
That is correct.
Yeah. Hugely popular.
Olivia is the number one name for a girl in the United States.
Okay, I would also say from the time my daughter was born, my oldest daughter.
Beatrice did not make the list.
Oh, no. And I'm so glad because, my God, that fits her so well. And I like that there's not a million of them. But with Sophie is a pretty popular name, too. Olivia that year exploded in popularity, and she's now in her mid-20s. And so Olivia's got staying power.
So what do you think the names are? I've got a handful right now, just girls' names. And we, of course, Doris and Mabel and all that. I mean, those have been gone for decades.
Lurleen.
But here are names.
I want Lurleen to come back so bad.
Here are names that were very popular for girls.
Yeah.
And I'm just going off memory here.
Yeah.
That were popular for girls when we were kids that no one names their kid anymore.
Kim.
Kimberly.
Karen.
Karen, for sure. I don't think anybody's going to name their kid Karen ever again.
Amy. There were three Amys in every grade.
Barbara.
Barbara has sort of gone by the wayside.
Julie.
Julie, Amy, and Kim were the names.
Those were the names.
In the 80s.
I remember in my U.S. government class at Lansing, we had a class of about 25 kids. Evenly split between girls and boys. Okay,
yeah.
So there's you know, let's say there's 12 boys, 13 girls, whatever.
A lot of Scotts, a lot of Brads, a lot of Amys.
Five Scotts in one class.
Oh, I know.
Scott Felix, Scott Bohannon, Scott Seelock, Scott Parks, and Scott Wokich.
You know, the girl that was the meanest to me was Colleen. And to this day, if
Colleen?
Colleen.
Not and
if,
Colleen?
No, to this day, if I meet a Colleen, I actually want to punch her in the throat. She was the little girl that would say, okay, come here, Dana. We'll let you play with us. Come here. Come here. And then I would go over there and she would turn and they would all run.
Do you remember the names of the three girls that bullied you on the bus? Do you remember their names?
Oh, yeah. Susie. Susie was one of them. That was later. That was like in seventh grade. Colleen was like in third grade. I learned to be very careful around other women at a very early age. I didn't like find my tribe because of that for a long, long time. So I'm glad you brought up the 80s. When we get back, I have a special quiz for you.
Oh, I'll pass
Scott
with flying colors.
From the Gen X Facebook page that I follow. Give them a little sample, Sam.
Where's the beef?
Oh, that's Wendy's.
Okay. Someone has done a mashup of the most memorable
That was 1982. It was three old women.
From our childhood. And I've got them written down here.
No problem. No problem.
I cannot wait. And I want you guys to play along in your car, if you're at home.
I am a master of the 80s.
I'll tell you this. I knew most of them. You're going to go, oh my God, how did I forget that jingle? It will come flooding back.
No problem.
Flooding back like your childhood telephone number.
913-727-3047.
233-9243.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Ready for my quiz?
All right.
Done plenty of research.
So I follow the Gen X page on Facebook, and if you don't, you should, because it's just a lot of funny throwback stuff and just really interesting, funny stuff from, you know, every once in a while they'll like post an easy bake oven and be like, remember this? It's just fun. So anyway, today
by the way, that song's from 1985. Yeah,
clearly. So today they posted this fantastic mashup, if you will, of some of the best, most iconic advertisements from when you and I were growing up, right?
Okay.
Here's what I don't know. Should we do it? It takes a while. Should Sam stop after everyone or give you three? Let's do like four in a row and then stop. And then you tell me what they are.
Okay.
Let's do the first four.
All right. Now, God, take me away.
Zestfully, zestfully, zestfully clean. You're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean.
Pardon me, would you have any Grey Poupon?
But of course.
Confident, confident, you're dry and secure.
Raise your hand.
Raise your hand if you're sure.
Okay,
so these were easy. Number one was these were all, by the way, pre-1985.
Okay.
Calgon was number one. There's the woman, she's in the bathtub. Calgon, take me away.
Yep.
It's a bubbly bath. Number two was Zest Soap. That was easy. Number three was two guys in Rolls Royces at a stop sign or stoplight, and the windows are down, and they're in the back, and they're obviously very rich, and he looks over and he goes, pardon me, but do you have any Grey Poupon? And number four was for sure deodorant.
Okay, so for the next one, I'm going to have Sam play the first, like, 2 seconds and then stop, and I want you to sing the rest of the jingle.
Okay?
He won't need it. He hates everything. He likes it.
That's Life cereal from Mikey.
Now
Mikey
listen.
Mikey likes everything.
Crank this next one.
You wear short shorts.
You wear short shorts.
If you dare wear short shorts.
We wear short shorts.
If I don't remember what was the product that they were selling?
If you dare wear short shorts, Nair for short
Nair.
Shorts.
That's right. That's right.
The next one is just a throwback.
Which,
just
by
play
the way,
it,
was
Sam.
A, was a hair removal product.
For your legs.
My brother put on his nipples and burned
scarring.
His nipples. Yeah.
This is your brain.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Okay,
that was from the Nancy Reagan Just Say No campaign.
Like Will Starrett and Jam or No Jam, Sam, I want you to play this next one. Give him like one half of 1 second, and then I want you to sing the rest of it.
Oh, come on, man. I'm not Will Starrett. Give me just a little bit more. Is Folgers in your cup?
Is Folgers in your cup?
Okay, the next one is just a throwback.
And I can't get up.
Okay. This next one is harder. I want to know if you can sing it.
Okay.
Break
me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
The next one, also a candy bar.
I couldn't make that. Can you? I don't want you to go any farther. Just replay what you did. I couldn't make any of that out. I don't know that one.
Chocolate is scrunchious. It was the ad for Crunch Bar. Keep going.
It's when it crunches, that's what I love.
Nestle Crunch. You don't remember that?
I do remember that commercial. I just hadn't memorized.
I remember all of these.
Oh, you don't? You weren't even born.
I mean, not for when they were on TV, but I would have gotten all these.
Okay, I'm going to have Sam do three in a row. The first two are just throwback that are just funny. You don't need to sing. And the third one, I want you to sing. Okay.
Milk,
it does a body good. That's
that
right.
That ought to be good.
And that's when they had the milk mustaches.
Yep.
Yep.
That ought to be good.
Frosted Flakes, good.
They're great.
Okay.
How do you spell relate?
I spell relief. R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Okay, now stop. I want you to sing the next one.
Oh, what a relief it is. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz.
Alka-Seltzer.
Okay, I want you to sing the next one.
Okay. I stuck a Band-Aid.
Because Band-Aid stuck on me.
Band-Aid stuck on me.
Okay, you get four words of this next song, and then Sam, stop, and you've got to sing the rest of it.
All right.
Get a little closer.
Oh.
This might be the first one I don't know.
Yeah, you do, and the ad is so cheesy.
Hang on. Get a little closer.
Get a little closer. Oh man, it's a body product.
You know it. I'm going to show you real quick, Scott, a photo of the ad.
Okay.
And it's a man and a woman, very young, in their 20s, in an embrace in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Get a little closer.
Oh, as soon as I hear it, I'm just going
to
die.
I will sing to you the next sentence, and then you have to finish it.
Okay.
Get a little closer. Mm-hmm. Don't be shy.
Get a little closer.
With there it extra dry.
Don't be shy. Get a little closer. With arid extra dry.
Arid extra dry. Wow.
Yeah, I would not have gotten that one.
Okay, the next one of SNL fame.
Clap on.
Clap off. Clap on. Clap off.
The clapper. The last one is one you sing, and I started to remember it. I didn't remember the ad, but then I think it'll come back to you.
Juicy fruit is gonna move ya. It's just a song. It gets right to ya.
Juicy fruit. Oh.
Juicy fruit.
The taste is gonna move ya.
Wow.
That's it. Isn't that fun?
You guys dug deep for this.
Get a little closer. So
with arid extra
dry. You
guys, dry.
This like 25-year-old couple, they're in the back of a pickup truck. They're not that close together, like on a hayride. And it goes, get a little closer. And then the truck hits a bump, and she's like thrown into his lap. And she's like looking at him, and he's looking deeply into her eyes.
Folgers in your cup.
The other one that's so cheesy is raise your hand
if you're sure.
And it's just a bunch of people, you guys, lifting their armpits up.
Right.
Because they're wearing sure. You can be sure and so raise your armpits up.
Where did this come from?
It's on the Gen X website. And it's just a group that you join.
On the Facebook page?
Yes, on the Gen X Facebook page. And they drop little nuggets like that all the time.
Wow.
You're welcome.
That was a little walk down memory lane.
Wasn't it? So here is the topic for the rest of the hour. These are the advertisements that we remember that you can sing. It didn't necessarily mean back then that you would drop what you're doing and run out and go buy Zest because you wanted to be Zest fully clean,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So last night, Sam, we started playing Words with Friends again. And a couple years ago, I played it. It's basically Scrabble, but you play against people. And a couple years ago, you would play 5, 6, 7 games, Sam. And then every once in a while, there would be a little ad for a different game that you could play, like Wordle or something else. Those ads have changed, and I think it should be illegal what they are advertising.
Whoa.
And it's not
illegal.
It's not inappropriate, but you, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what Wordle is. A fun game. You should be able to play this with your kids. The ads are every 45 seconds. You maybe play one word, and then you are forced to watch an ad, and you cannot go back and play until you suffer through this type of ad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to play you an ad that was ridiculously successful. It's from the 90s.
Okay.
Okay. You hate this ad.
Okay.
And I don't know why. I thought it was funny. It was stupid successful. Here it is.
Best part of this defense is their defensive line and their interior.
Hello?
Linebacker.
Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. What's up with you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up?
No!
Yo, who's that?
Yo! Yo, pick up the phone!
Hello?
What's that?
What's up?
We're good. We're good.
I loved those commercials.
I am concerned about where the advertising industry is going online. I'm concerned for our kids. I'm concerned for adults. I'll tell you what it is when we get back. And it is. It
why?
Because
it's all about Sky Rizzy and.
No.
And,
nope. It should be criminal. And I'll tell you why when we get back.
What did Sushi A say to Sushi B?
What?
What's up?
No!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, so I do believe there are certain types of advertising that can be harmful. And if your kids are on Words with Friends, man, I'm telling you, Scott, every single ad, and it's, you play one word of Scrabble, and then you are forced to watch the ad. It shows a young woman. She looks tired. She's got a baby in a crib over there.
She brings home the
bacon. She's, you know, she's vacuuming.
And fries it up in a pan.
She looks at the camera. And the words just say, guess how much money I made playing electronic solitaire. And then she starts pointing into the air, okay? And it says, Monday, $2,100.
Oh,
Tuesday, $1,200. Then she points down here, Wednesday, $4,000. Thursday, $1,000. Now, if you think someone is playing online card games and making thousands of dollars a day, I've got some swampland in Alaska I can sell you. Mm-hmm. The problem with these ads are, Scott, it is not once. It is every single time. And I said to Johnny last night, I go, there's no way those ads are good for us. Because there are people out there who are desperate, who maybe are laid off, that will think, well, gosh, maybe I can. I'll just put in $10. And it feels more invasive than, like, we know it's maybe bad to go to the casino a lot.
Isn't there a law about truth in advertising?
Right. There's no way this is accurate. But the ad, it's a different woman in every ad. Guess how much I made playing Mahjong? And then it's all these different amounts of money. And
I will tell you, this is nothing new. This has been going on for years.
It's just because I haven't been online and I don't play online games, but Words of Friends used to not do that, and we just found it again and started playing.
Any free game that you download is chock full of these ads, and a number of those games, when you agree to the terms and conditions to play the game, you're also giving that company permission to download other random games onto your phone. Still to this day, every couple of weeks, I have to go through my phone and delete all of the games that I did not download.
Really?
Because I downloaded some stupid game 5 years ago when I got my phone. And even though I deleted that game, they still have permission through the app store to download random games.
Is there a way to just, like, if I just want to play Words with Friends, I do. We used to just bounce back and forth. Like, I'd play you, Sam. Burp, there's a word.
There is, yeah.
2 minutes later, you play me. That's one that I would actually do a subscription for if I don't have to suffer through those awful ads.
Probably like $2 a month?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But what do you expect? I mean, they have to make money.
Yes, but they're literally exploiting people. And you could say the same thing about any form of gambling. There is no way you're going to go online and play solitaire and make $40,000 a month. I mean, give me a break.
Well, but I mean, what about I don't see them very much anymore, but you used to about 10, 15 years ago, these ads that would air in the middle of the night that say, you can work from home
right.
and make $5,000 a month.
Or on the corner of any telephone pole, we used to see, want to work from home?
Work from
make
home.
Make up to $1,000 a month.
Well, and you're talking about truth in advertising and false advertising. That advertisement doesn't say you could make $5,000 this week playing solitaire. That advertisement says I made $5,000 a week playing solitaire. But you should play too.
But if they didn't, is that truth in advertising? No.
Well, maybe they're paying her to say that, and her income is coming from that as an actress, bad one, albeit.
Or here's something else. They didn't say which Wednesday she won $4,000 or which Monday she won $1,000.
Yep. Right, but
they
now we're getting down to, this is why you would never allow that on television. That ad would not be allowed on television, and I feel like I'm probably late to the party here because I'm not a gamer, that you're right, Sam. This has probably been going on a long time, and this is where we see some of the brain rot with our young people.
And I wonder if there's a difference between the advertising you put on over-the-air television or over-the-air radio, where there is truth in advertising, and what you can get away with on a game.
Well, and there's no laws on the internet, because we've talked about story after story of when you're scrolling through Facebook and you see, like, oh, smartwatch for $9. Mm-hmm. And you buy it and they send you a picture of a smartwatch.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you can use bad language on cable channels.
Yeah.
There is no law that says you can't say the F word or the S word or show nudity on a cable channel any time of day. 913-586-7798. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.